Give me one moment here. I appreciate you.
Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the Regional Pricing Director in your area. How are you doing today? Hello?
I'm good.
Yeah, it's good to hear, man. Sorry, I thought I lost you there for a second there. Maria just sent over information just to catch you up to speed on the call a little bit. Yeah. So, Robert, I see that you've been in business for quite some time, over 4 years. It's incredible, first off. And then, just to make sure we have things correct on our side here, you're looking to service about like a 30-mile radius, doing both residential and commercial work, or is it just one or the other there?
Both.
Both. Okay, beautiful. We could definitely help you out with that, okay? So, before I dive into pricing and all that, did you have any questions regarding on the program itself or how it works in general?
Well, a little bit. I mean, what exactly do you got? Do you just do Google optimization, or what is it that you actually do?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, because we're a premier Google Channel partner, we're able to do a lot of the different services that Google has to offer. We are the top tier of the partnerships to handle their SEO for a company such as yours, to really get your guys' business brand exposure really strong. So for example, customers don't know, they don't have to know your business name. If they're typing anything of the nature on Google or other directories in your local area, as far as the services you provide, your business will be top recommended on the first page there. Yeah. All calls come to you directly. No third-party middleman touches any of your customers. So you supply however you like to be contacted, and we make that happen for you. Other part is, once we work with you, we literally take it very seriously here. We're not allowed to spread out your leads out to anybody else. So we close up the area completely and only work with one company per industry, per area. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, have you done anything like this before? Or?
Not really. I mean, I use a company called Townsquare Interactive. They run my website, and they're supposed to be doing Google optimization for me, but not real happy with them. They're not doing a very good job. In my opinion, my traffic to my site has dropped considerably, over the past few months. So
really?
I'm definitely looking to make a change from where I'm at.
Gotcha. I'm sorry to hear that though. You know, at the end of the day, it's your livelihood, you know, so it's not like we're saying, oh, I hope things go bad and then you can sign with us. No, that's not us. And I want to make sure you're doing well regardless of the situation there. How long were you with the Townsquare?
I was with them for a year and a half, and then I dropped them for a while, and I just picked them back up a couple of months ago, and it just, it was a considerably lower price from what I was paying before, and I had my concerns about it because it was so cheap, and it just, mm-hmm. Basically, they're just hosting my website. That's really all they're doing. Honestly, I don't think they're doing anything to promote it or anything in SEO. Really, or anything like that. So, I've been looking around to find another company. Honestly, been trying to look for a local company, but I haven't found one yet. So,
gotcha. Well, hey, sometimes things just fall in your lap. You know what I mean? It's pretty wild.
Yeah.
it's crazy how things work like that. But, okay, let me do this for you then, because we have multiple packages available, but at the end of the day, we want to make sure. Because we're month-to-month, we have no contracts, right? We want to make sure you're choosing to be with us because you're seeing good results, because you choose to be with us because we're doing our job, not because you're stuck with us. That's like the last thing we want. So let me ask you this. I mean, obviously, I'm looking at your website right now. I think it's a pretty good website, if you ask me. It's direct. You got all of your tabs on the top. You got some testimonials, pictures, everything. That's great.
Yeah.
But we need the customers to actually find it,
right?
Because right. What good is the best website in the world if no one's looking at it?
Right, and that's where they're struggling is getting them to find it, you know. And that's the thing. They designed that website. They built it. They're actually right now supposed to be in the process of doing some restructuring. But yeah, I mean, that's my biggest thing. You know, when I was with them a year and a half or so ago, I mean, we were 300 to 500 people visiting the site in a month, and we haven't
wow.
broke 150 since I've been back with them, and that sucks, you know, because I'm not
wow.
used to that.
Big
and,
difference.
You know, they tell me, oh, you're on first page of Google. Well, I don't think I am. Like, you know, when I do searches, obviously I don't do a clean search. So it's going to show me higher than I really am. And I just don't think that they're doing what they're supposed to be doing.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. You have to go in like an incognito mode to even see exactly where you're really at, to be honest. Yeah. Because, you're exactly right. If you go on your own Google searching right now, it's going to show you what Google wants to show you.
Right.
So
exactly.
If it's a comparison to a different customer. Okay, I see what you're saying. Well, I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm very straightforward. Okay, so Robert, I mean, we're not the cheapest around. I know that for a fact. But at the same time, I don't want to put it like this, but it's truth. You kind of pay what you get for. You get what you pay for as well, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So are you looking to get more brand exposure, obviously, to get more easily found, but are you looking for more solid leads as well, or are you trying to...
Yes.
You are. Okay. So with that being said, let me see if this is something available in your area before I even do anything else. Because would it be safe to say, like, HVAC, things like that as well, too, that you do, or... Talk to me a little bit more about all the services you provide,
well,
because I want to see if it can help you.
We do air duct cleaning. We do crawl space encapsulation, vapor barrier. We do dryer vent cleaning. We do air quality testing, and we do mold remediation. Those are the five things we do. I originally started this company with the intentions of being a indoor air quality company. Everything we do affects air quality in the home. And it kind of, when I started it, I kind of fell into more of an air duct cleaning company rather than what I had intended the company to be.
I see.
And so I just ran with it because I was making money. But I'm actually in the process now. I want to get back to the being an all around air quality company that does the things to make the air in the homes better. And that's what I want to market my company as. Still do all the same things. Still do duct cleaning, still do dry vents, still do crawl spaces, still do mold work, still do air quality testing. We do sanitization of homes. And so that's where I want to be. Because the duct cleaning business in Birmingham, honestly, is saturated. And, you know, I'm not the most expensive, I'm not the cheapest, but it's just gotten to where, I'll be honest with you, we've got, there's a company out there, it's a jackleg company, I call it. Basically, they run advertising on Facebook and things like that, and they book appointments for duct cleaning, and then they try to sell those appointments, not clients, but appointments to guys like me. And they price it at a low rate and then tell you when you go in, you've got to upsell them. Well, I don't do that. When I tell you a price on the phone, that's what it is. And
yeah,
so
I think they appreciate that too. Yeah.
Right. In the business is you've got all these guys that don't know what they're doing. They haven't been doing it. They see a dollar amount. Like, oh, well, that's $500-$600 in a couple of hours. Well, you still got to do it right. So I still do that, but I want to move myself back into a home health company where we're making sure that the air in the home is acceptable from an air quality standpoint. It's not making
you
sick. It's not causing things like that. So,
okay.
That's kind of where we're at now.
Got it. And so with that being said then, I mean, you have a Google listing. Your Google business profile is there. We don't have to revamp that or re-verify or anything like that. So that's okay. That saves you a lot of time and money, to be honest. I would put it like this. This is my best thing I would advise for you, because we can say, I mean, completely up to you. I mean, I could say, pretty much tell you the same thing at a different rates, most likely. And would it work? Could? Yeah, sure. Could it not work? Sure. Like, I don't know, right? Until we get it out there. But I do know in your area, your demand is high. It's just a matter of them finding you. So, either way, direction you take is going to be good. But my biggest suggestion is to talk to you, I would say, about Google Guaranteed. I think that's hands down the best option for you. Now, it's kind of a loophole, I like to look at it as, in a sense, to be on that first page. Now, there's only one vertical that will show up as, so it'll be HVAC. But I mean, under that, you have so many things that you're performing, that your services that you provide, right? Duct cleaning, vents, things like that as well too, air systems, things like that. So if they're typing in these keywords, your business will pop up on the very top of Google, not just the local map section, but on the very top, and it'll be highlighted in green. First off, has anyone talked to you about Google Guarantee before?
I've had a lady talk to me about it once, but it was just at that time it was not financially doable for me at that time. But and I know what that is. Like, I see it all the time, you know, because I do my market research and see who's out there. So I know that it's up there, and I know basically what it means, you know.
Okay. Yes, and customers know what it means, and that's the key thing. It's not just us knowing the knowledge about it. It's just the customers know about it, and they do. Right. If they look at you, let's say nowadays, if they look at somebody on or a service that they're wanting to use and they go on that local map section, that's great. But that's why it's so important to have a lot of good Google reviews, because anyone can get up on that on the local map section. I'll be real with you. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's why people say, I don't know if I can trust them. Let me look at see who else used them first. Right. And that's why it counts so much. With the Google Guaranteed, it's completely opposite. If anything, they say, oh, instantly, they can trust you because they know that you've been verified through Google, Google backs you up, all of that. And so that's the beauty behind that. Plus, Google does, they really do verify you, right? They go background check, things like that. Now, they do insure you up to $2,000 on the job, but the reason why I bring this up personally to you more is on this end is because, one, it gets you right on the first page. Right, there's only so many companies that can even do Google Guaranteed. First off, okay, so you'd be amongst the very, very few. Secondly, it's because you can actually price budget your monthly. Okay, so now this is where it gets tricky. Think about you're at the end 13. It's like a secure credit card. You pay for 13 leads at the minimum for the month, right? So I'm looking at the pricing right now. It is $452 for 13 leads for the month. Now, let's say that first month you pay $452 and you only get, I'm just spitting numbers here so you can understand better, but let's say you get 5 leads. Like, John, I just wasted my money. Not really. So the rest of that money gets rolled over to the next month. So you won't be paying $452 again because you didn't get those solid leads. And they have to be solid leads. Like, it can't be out of service area. It can't be customers calling, you know, for services you don't provide, or especially a spam or robocall. Like, that definitely won't count. And you're going to track this whole thing. Now, the best part is you can put pause at any time. There's no cancellations or pause fees or anything like that. So let's say you get 11 leads and you're like, John, I'm good. I'm busy, or I'm going on vacation, or I just don't want to spend any more money for the month of that. Perfectly fine. Put it on pause. That way it's not racking up to the $452 per month. But if you get a call and it turns into a job from the Google Guaranteed when it's on pause, you still don't pay anything for that because you were on pause too. So that's the part that I love the most. But honestly, that is my biggest suggestion for you, to be honest there, Robert, because I could tell you the same stuff, other stuff, but it won't be new. You'd be with a different company doing the same thing. Right?
Yeah.
When it comes to unlimited leads, unlimited calls, that's great. I mean, it's not much of a difference, to be honest. You're at $299 a month for that one. But no matter how many jobs and calls you get, it's always going to be $299. With Google Guaranteed, you can set it however you want. But for 13 leads, it's $452. Does that make sense so far? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You tell me, though, Robert. I mean, my personal opinion, I say Google Guaranteed is the best way to go for you. I mean, you tried other routes on there, and the results are not showing. And at the end of the day, it's all about the results. At least with Google Guaranteed, you know if it's the results are not showing, you're not wasting money.
Right. Right. Yeah, I think but that would be the best way to go.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah. So I'm thinking. That's what I'm saying too, honestly. And then for that, there is a one-time setup. So in order to get everything going, it's $250 for the actual application. Robert, are you the only employee, or do you have other employees that go face-to-face with customers?
I deal with all the customers. I have two sons that work for me, but I do the running of the business. I book all the work. I do all the estimates. And,
okay.
I mean, they talk to the customers when they're there working with me, but on the initial contact, I'm the person that talks to every prospective customer.
Okay, awesome. So as long as you're okay with one, you got to make sure that you're able to, or being okay with doing a background check through Google, right? That's one thing.
Yes.
And then also, is your business licensed or insured?
We carry general liability insurance. Now the only thing that I would need you to check on, because this poses a problem sometimes. So in some states, Alabama being one of them, you have to carry an HVAC license to do duct cleaning. I don't carry the license. I do operate under a license number that doesn't belong to me, when I'm doing duct cleaning, because it's a buddy of mine who owns an air conditioning service company. And basically, if I'm ever questioned, I give him that number and I work for him that day. You see what I'm saying?
Interesting.
We are in the process of getting that number, but my son, one of my sons is in school for it. So that's what that might pose a problem on the Google guarantee, because, you know, I'm not the guy that carries the license, and I would have to ask him his opinion on using his number. But then if we use his number, because it's associated with his name, he would probably have to do the background check as well.
I was going to say. Yeah, exactly. That's the pretty much the way around that. I mean, as long as whoever's name is on the account on there for the business, then they would have to have that license on there. So that's pretty much it. As long as you have a license for the business, you're okay. As long as you pass a background check, you're okay. That's the only background checks that need to go for the people that are going face-to-face with the customers. And the business has to have some kind of insurance. So if you have the basic liability, you're perfectly fine on that end. So as long as your buddy there is okay with the license on that, then you should be clear. But if not, then that's definitely a no-go.
Yeah, I would have to ask him because, like, he may not want me posting his number
right
for the world to see. So that would be what I would need to do. But, you know, there's a way around that. If we're not pushing duct cleaning, if we're pushing something that doesn't require a state license in Alabama, like mold work or like crawl space encapsulation, vapor barrier. So if we did this and we did the company under that versus being a duct cleaning company, that license number is not required to do the other.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So we could work our way around that. I just wouldn't be. You guys wouldn't be pushing duct cleaning for me. You would be pushing other things.
Right. I mean, they all fall under that same category anyway. So it should be okay as long as we're not pushing the duct cleaning and you're doing
right.
Then that's illegal, right? So we play by the book. So yeah, I mean, we could still do this. It's just for the actual duct cleaning. Then we wouldn't be able to push that as hard because
I get enough of that from referral work for being in business almost 5 years that I don't.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like, I, you know, we do 5 to 10 jobs a week just from referral business.
Nice.
So I'm worried about if we're not pushing duct cleaning. Honestly, I would rather, at this point, with what I'm trying to do with the company, I would rather push the home sanitization, the mold remediation, the air quality to get my company to the first page for that, because I'm not on the first page for that. I know I'm not. And so if we could do this and do it through that avenue, then it would be, because the thing about it is, you know, when you do a home sanitization or you do a mold remediation in a home, duct cleaning is part of the process. Because if you've got mold spores in your house and you clean them, they're going to be in the ductwork no matter what. So it's got to be cleaned as a part of the service. So every time I do a sanitization or a mold remediation in a home, I write an estimate for duct cleaning. So the duct cleaning will come from what I'm going to be doing, the other things we do. Because we already do all these things. We're just not pushing them. So what I'm thinking is flip-flopping what I'm pushing and moving duct cleaning to not being pushed as much, and then put the sanitization, the mold remediation, the crawl space services, on the forefront so that we're building a business in that industry from here on out.
Okay. Okay. I see what you're saying. So we can go about this for everything else except for the duct clean for right now. Until we get that approval from the other guy, or until your son gets the license on there, and then we're good to go push forward from there. Perfect. I just wanted to make sure I'm clear on my end, because, again, we're a legit company, man. We don't play, you know, we play it by the rules. We don't go anything around that. Yeah, yeah.
And like I said, like I was saying, I'm in process of transitioning this company away from being a duct cleaning company.
Gotcha. So that makes sense. Okay.
That was my original plan to begin with, but when I started the business, there was such a demand for it here in Birmingham that I just became a duct cleaning company. And it's fine because I've made a lot of money, but, you know, I want to get myself into what I originally intended the company to be, and that's an air quality company and, you know, doing all of that stuff to make healthy home professionals is the name of the company, and that's why we did what we did, because that's what I wanted to be, was a home sanitization, home health company. So and that's fine. I mean, we could set it up and roll with it that way, and then you know, push the duct cleaning later on, because I'm already up there with duct cleaning. I'm not gonna lie to you. I mean, everybody that calls me from Google, I tell them I'm already on the first page, because I'm usually am in this area. You know, I'm not first, but I'm top five every search. So
No. And that's why I was mentioning before. I was like, you know, it would be wrong of me to say, hey, it was just selling the same thing here. No, let's see some bigger returns for you. And I think that's what you're looking for. You know, I think that's what you need.
Exactly.
So, all right, Robert. So what I'll do is we'll set this up for the Google Guaranteed. Okay. Remember, so today it's not the actual whole thing of the 452 or anything like that. So that does not start until you actually get approved. So to get the approval for today, it's just 250. I stay on the phone with you until you actually get your application, because I want to make sure you get jumped on that right away. It's up to you from that point to fill that out as fast as you can, or fast as you want. To get that thing approved. Once it gets approved, you'll be first to know, and then they'll say, okay, now your 13 lease will begin from here. Okay? And you can play with it from that point. All right. So, Robert, how do you spell your last name?
P-A-N-N-E-L-L.
Okay. And then I have the email is robert@hhpalabama.com. HHPAlabama.com.
Yeah, it's HHPAlabama.com, yeah.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And is this the phone number that we can reach you the best at 3722?
Yes.
Okay. And I got that, obviously, the business name is Healthy Home Professionals. What is the address for that you would like to be found for on this, on Google there?
Let's just go with I've moved due to a divorce, but I don't want to change the address yet. So let's go. And I still own the place where it was listed before. So it'd be 169 Charleston Way, Trustville, Alabama, 35173.
Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. Trustville, 35173. Got it. All right. Far as, just want to make sure that's still okay with that address, though, because you said you still own that area?
Yeah, my ex-wife lives there, so.
Okay.
And the house is still in my name, so.
Got it. No worries. Just wanted to make sure. I have to clarify things on my end here.
Yeah.
All
but
right.
What I do is I don't publish my physical address. I publish the service area on Google. So.
Okay.
Whenever we set it up, we'll set it up that way, so nobody really sees that address anyway.
Actually, I'm glad you mentioned that. Yes. So, with that, let me put that in the notes here as well. Not to show a physical address.
Yeah. Because it's not that I don't care that it's known, but people can't come there. So.
Yeah, and plus, too, that's your home, man. You know what I mean? So,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm on the same page with you on that. All right. Okay, next thing is, let's see here, Robert. I want to make sure we set up a technician call for you as well. everything we go over today, they're going to go over again with you because we want to do it right. Once you're on Google Guaranteed, this is a huge step forward, so we want to make sure that we start strong. I always say, in order to end strong, you got to start strong. So everything that I go in with you today, they're going to repeat it pretty much. They're going to confirm it and make sure I didn't misspell something or anything of that nature. In case you wanted to add a few things or have further questions, that's what they're there for as well, too. My next thing is, do you have an hour window to speak with them, possibly tomorrow?
Yeah.
What time are you looking at?
You tell me, man. We're pretty wide open, actually. Morning or evening works better for you?
Probably afternoon would be better. You know,
yeah?
Around
okay.
This time, central, 3 o'clock central, 4 o'clock central, somewhere.
4 o'clock central. Okay.
Yeah.
'Cause, you're central time. Yeah, that's right. My sister lives in Birmingham, actually. How far is that from
that's
you?
That's where I live.
Oh, really? Okay. Get out of here.
Actually, I live just outside of Birmingham in a town called Trustville.
Okay.
On the edge of Birmingham.
Small world, man. I'm half Korean, half Puerto Rican. So I don't know if she's the only one over there. She loves salsa dancing. I didn't think there was such a big salsa group out there, to be honest, man. That blew my mind.
Yeah. Trustville is pretty diverse. We've got a lot of ethnicities, or however you say that word.
Yeah.
Here. We've got, as a matter of fact, I have a daughter who's Chinese. So
stop. Really?
2013. Yeah.
Get out of here, man. That's awesome. All right. Okay. Well, there you go. Yeah, I went to visit here a few times, and I was pretty surprised, actually. But I thought I just came out on an off day, but I guess not, So.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, no, it's pretty diverse here.
That's awesome, man. All right. So I got an opening here. I mean, we could do, right at 4 o'clock your time. Would that work out for you?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an email along with our technician team an email, the same email. Once you receive it, make sure to hit yes or accept on your side. That way they just see that you're committed to this meeting, and they're going to hit accept on their side to show you that they're committed as well too, okay? Second here. And they're going to call from an 877 number. Not a spam call.
Okay.
Make sure you save that. No, I could give you the full number in a minute here, but I just want to make sure let you know. Some people think it's a spam call on me. It's like, no, that's our team. That's a designated number just for you.
Yeah.
All right, cool. And then also send me them here. Okay. If I could spell correctly here today. Okay, there we go. All right. Sending it now. Let me know you got it.
All right. You say you're sending it to the email?
Yes, the same one we reviewed there for.
Give me just a second here. I'm actually driving.
Careful driving, man. Okay.
All right, good, man. I'm going to do this all the time.
All right.
You run a business, you have to do it. Okay, yeah, I've got it.
Okay, beautiful. And then also,
go ahead and accept it. Okay, I did the accept, so it should show up in my calendar.
Beautiful. All right, thank you, sir. And then I want to take care of everything else here. So as I'm filling a few things in, I want to make sure I have everything correct, because I do see your Google listing and everything, like I said. I just want to make sure I always like to double check and ask you, so I hope you don't mind, man. Some people are like, well, it starts on Google. I'm like, I get it, but sometimes it's incorrect, right? For example, hours of operations, that's something I don't see on here for your Google listing. What would you like to be found for? Monday through Friday, 24/7?
Not really 24/7. I'm fine with people calling me on the weekends. We don't generally do jobs on the weekends, but as far as people contacting me to get a quote or set up an appointment, I answer my phone 7 days a week, anytime,
okay,
unless I'm asleep. So
Gotcha.
I mean, you could put 24/7 if you want to, because my phone is on 24/7. So if I don't answer, they can leave a message.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'd rather put the 24/7 just so that way when you talk to the customers, you could let them know from there and say, hey, this is the time that I can actually come out to see you and blah, blah, blah from there. But
right.
Just for having them to call you, that's a whole other field. I think 24/7 should work. That's my personal opinion. So, and you have a really good, a lot of reviews here as well. So they do require to have at least 5 Google reviews, which you're all set on there.
I think we got 33.
Yeah, you're doing solid, man. Keep it up, okay? Keep doing what you're doing. I mean, the part that you're doing on your end is great. It's just working at the right company to get you on the right spot like we were going to do for you, okay? So, all right. And then also, like I said, we're going to do the background check. It's going to come through a third-party provider. I believe when you see it, it'll come through Pinkerton or Evident ID. Just giving you a heads up on that, okay? So that way you're not surprises or anything like that. Okay. Let's see here. Yes. There. Okay. That's that. All right. Now, you don't need license for the other stuff, just to make sure I clarify, because I'm putting in the notes here on this one right now.
No. The crawl space stuff, the mold work, the dryer vent cleaning, and the home sanitization and air quality testing, you don't have to have a specific license for that.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I'll put this in the notes here. Okay. But you do have your certificate of insurance, though, correct?
Yeah, I can send that over.
Okay, beautiful. Yeah, I believe it's just do it through email as well, too, so you don't have to go through anything crazy there as well. Now, the website that the other company is doing for you, do they own that website or do you own it?
They do own that one, but I have another one that I have built myself that I can, if I drop them, which I'm going to if I do this, I can direct my, and I own the domain name and I control it, so.
Okay.
I'll just change the name servers and direct it to my website that I have built, which is pretty similar to that one that you see online.
Okay.
It's just I own the other one, and they own the one that you see right now.
I was going to say, because, I mean, if you want, we can use the same domain. Obviously, that's your domain. But we could build a website while you're with us completely included in the package. So that way you have a team that's backing you up if you need to. You can make modifications to it through that app as well, too, through your phone or through your computer. Choice is yours. I mean, it's there for you if you need it.
Yeah, I mean, if that's included in the package for them to do a website, that'd be great. Because, I mean, the one I did, I just did through GoDaddy. And, I mean, it's pretty nice, but it's not Google optimized. And I'm sure if they built it, they would make it optimized for Google.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. So in that case, I'm going to wink, wink, say yes, we're going to do that for you. Okay, so.
Yeah.
All right.
And I can, like I say, I own the domain name. I actually own 2 domain names related to Healthy Home. So
really? Okay.
I can get it directed to that website once they get it built or whatever.
Beautiful. All right, perfect, man. So then I'm going to put this in here for you. I'm going to write notes all over it so that way it's fully included here for you. Okay, then here's that. Website here, and just in case, I want to make sure they see everything, because I want to make sure it's nice and smooth in this beginning for you, okay?
Yeah.
I think I have everything here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send our technicians this stuff now. That way, they're not starting from scratch when they talk to you. I want to make sure they're jumping on things today, okay? The next thing we're going to do is a voice verification. This part is all recorded. I want to make sure I put in that pricing in there for you as well. And then, I mean, knock on wood, we want to earn your business for a long time. But if you decide to part ways in the future, I want to make sure I put that in there as well, too, because there's no cancellation fees. This is just an added form of protection for you, to be honest, okay? So we'll go over that, do payment, and then I'll make sure you see your application for it before I let you go, and we take it from there, all right? Sounds like a plan?
Mm-hmm.
All right, beautiful.
Yeah.
Let me set this up right now. Okay. There's that. Okay, all right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
LD Home Professionals.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Robert Pinnell, owner.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Awesome. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause for just a second, okay? So, Robert, mm-hmm. I want to set up a security question and answer for you. Anytime we call in, you'll know it's us because we'll ask that security question. And we'll know it's you, obviously, because you know the answer to it, okay? Just make sure you don't forget it. All right.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Continuing here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And last question, in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on April 11th in the amount of $250. Okay. Now, once again, once you're approved for the Google Guaranteed listing, month to month, it'll always be at $452 for your 13 leads unless you decide to pause or if you're not receiving all those leads for that month, it will be less deducted rolling over to the next month. Okay, so you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, beautiful. All right, so that's the end of the recording there. Let's set up that security question. Like I said, don't get locked out of your own account, okay? So make sure you remember your own answer. We got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Well, let's go first pet's name.
All right. And what would that answer be?
It would be Otis. O-T-I-S.
Man, I have a really cool – okay, this brings me back. Don't laugh too hard. But a long time ago, I had an old breakdancing friend. His name was Otis.
Really?
I swear to you.
That's funny.
Yeah. All right. So just letting you know that that password and the security question will never change. Okay.
Okay.
On the card that we're using today, is it just the first and last name, Robert Pennell, or is there a middle initial?
Let me look. You have to bear with me for just a second. I'm gonna have
and
to
you,
pull into
you've
the
been
bank
patient.
And
okay
and transfer some money before we can charge this card.
Okay.
But I'm like 2 minutes from the bank, so.
Yeah, you've been most patient with me, Robert. I'm cool with you. Don't worry, man. So, I just could put it in here until you get there. Yeah.
The name of the card is, on the card is Robert J. Pinnell, Jr.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And it also has Healthy Home Professionals on the card as well, so.
Okay, that's all right. And then, the billing to the address for the card, though, is that the same as the one we had earlier, the 169, or is there a different billing address?
It's the same.
The same? Okay. Let me go ahead and put that through here as well. I'm not charging nothing. Trust me. I always tell you before I do anything like that. But
yeah.
I just want to make sure your account is all set up before you do anything. All right. Yeah. And then there's that. 7, 3. How? Okay. And then what kind of payment method is it? Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
I think it's a Visa. It's a Visa.
Okay, perfect. And I'm not going to repeat the numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay. You just said I'm about to turn into the bank parking lot, so give me 1 second.
Yeah, you're good.
Because I'm not that talented. I can't read a card and not cry.
Oh man, I'll be worried if you are, man. I'm like, whoa, I'm slacking here.
My 16-year-old just totaled my truck last week, so.
No way.
Yeah.
Is he okay?
It wasn't bad. It totaled it because of where the thing hit the car. He was going like 8 miles an hour when he hit it. It's a rear end deal.
Come on.
Let me see here. Yeah, I was kind of pissed that they totaled my truck, because I love that truck. Okay, so let me give you the card number.
All right, I'm ready.
It's 4029-3800-0019-7272.
Okay, and the expiration date?
It is 10/24.
Okay. And there should be a security code as well, right?
Yeah, 123.
Stop, really? Pulling my leg now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 123. When I first got the car, I was like, that's crazy. I mean, how long do you think it would take a hacker to figure that one out?
About five. That's what I'm saying. All right, well, you're good, man. You're in safe hands over here. We're not all safe, but you're good in hands, man.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So I got this part set up here. I'm not charging nothing. I know you just arrived to the bank. And so I want to make sure I triple check everything else while we're doing that as well too. So give me just a moment here.
And my stuff is instant. So as soon as I give her this lady the info, it'll have that money in that account and we can go ahead and charge that first fee. So if they run the background check and they deny me, you'll give me my $250 back?
Well, here, let's put it this way. I mean, is there anything on the background that could get it denied that I need to know about?
Absolutely not, dude.
Okay.
I had to be background checked by the People's Republic of China, the United States, the FBI, Alabama. No, there's nothing.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, you're a step brother. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll put it like that. Like, you're all good.
I got nothing on my record, man.
All right, then you're all set. What I would say is, I don't know how fast you want it to get processed through quickly, but if you do want it fast, then I highly suggest that as soon as you receive this, you jump on it, okay? And our team is here for you as well, too. Yeah, so communication is key, and that's the best suggestion I could give you, man. If you really want this to work the best way it can possibly, talk to our guys, all right? So from here on out, you'll probably be talking with our technician team to make this thing working properly. As soon as you get your license, though, let them know so that way you can get all that stuff from there as well, too. Okay?
On the duct cleaning end of it. And I'll talk to my buddy and tell him what I'm doing and just see. Cause he benefits from that because anytime I find a system that needs work done, I tell him to call him. So, I mean, I gave him $60,000 worth of work last year.
What?
I couldn't do. So, yeah.
Well, you should take a cut of that, man. You're getting customers that way, you know.
Well,
there you go.
You know, and the thing about it is, with the state number, like I was given an exemption letter. I went to the state board of HVAC in Alabama, and I basically told them, I gave them three examples of the reason why their law is stupid as hell, and it worked because she was like, "Well, you make valid points." So we're going to give you an exemption letter, but if we ever catch you working on HVAC systems other than doing duct cleaning, then you lose your business license forever in the state of Alabama. And I said, well, I have no intention of doing that. Because their logic behind it is because air conditioners use Freon, you have to have a state license to use to handle Freon. And so I told her, I said, I do not touch that part of – I don't even touch that part of it. All I do is use vacuums and hoses and brushes to clean out the ductwork to get the dirt out of where the air blows out. And, you know, my logic to her was, I said, I got two for you. I really had three, but I said, so if your logic being the law, then if I go to somebody and have them detail my car, am I going to require them to be an ASC certified mechanic to clean my car? No.
Right.
And I said, if I hire a lady to come to my house and clean my home every couple of weeks am I going to require her to show me a builder's license where she could build that house? No, I'm not.
Exactly.
And she was like, yeah, you make pretty good points. I said, that's what I'm saying. You know, and I understand you have jackwagons out there that try to do HVAC work without a license and they tear stuff up. I understand that. One bad apple ruins it for everybody. But
sure.
I said, you know, I'm not saying you need to change your law. What I'm saying is if I'm here in front of you telling you I'm not going to do that stuff and you give me a letter of exemption stating that if I do, I lose my business license, then where is your, you know, the first offense of doing AC duct cleaning, not AC duct cleaning, well, yeah, first offense of doing AC work in the state of Alabama without a license is a $5,000 fine. Second offense is $15,000. Third offense is jail.
Holy.
So, yeah.
Holy
and so that's,
don't mess around.
No, they don't. They don't. And it's because of the Freon. You're not supposed to let that stuff out into the air, you know, because it's harmful. But, you know, but they gave me the exemption letter, but then I talked with Steve and he's like, man, just use my number. He said, if some jackwagon inspector just comes up to you and says, what's your number? Then just give them mine and tell them you work for me. And they're not going to question it because he's had his license for 37 years. So they're not going to question it.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
But, but I'm waiting in line. There's one guy in front of me. And as soon as I make this deposit, we can do that $250. So
for sure.
They're going to build me a website.
Yes. Yeah, so they're going to talk to you tomorrow, about the website as well, too. I put in the notes in there. So if they don't get around to it, they'll set up someone to go over that specifically with you as well, too. Okay. But, you already have obviously a website in place right now to use as a reference for pictures, things like that, testimonials. So it should be up and running pretty darn quick. But, our normal wait time for that, for someone that doesn't have any clue what they want on their website, it takes 7 to 14 days for that, but I've seen it done way fast, but it's just a matter of how much content you want to add. So it should be a quick
video. And there's some stuff, and I can give them the website that I built, which is closer to what I'm wanting. And then they can, cause I've got a domain for it too, so I can send them that, but we can go ahead and get the marketing started and they can work on the website. And then we can just swap it out when they get
done. Exactly.
That way we don't lose any marketing time. Yeah.
I'm on board with that too. Yes, sir.
Yeah. And because, I mean, like I said, you know, $452 a month for 13 leads to me and hosting a website, you know, that's included in the 452. There's no additional charge for that.
No additional charge whatsoever. I made sure to put the notes on the account everywhere too. Plus,
yeah, that's,
you'll
that's
see the
30,
invoice,
that's,
yeah.
That's roughly $35 a lead.
Right.
I mean, I was paying Angie for duct cleaning leads, I was paying 45 to 51 per duct cleaning lead when I was using Angie for those leads.
Man,
some of them are good,
man.
But most of them
are not. Well, here's the biggest thing that I like the – seriously, this is what I like about the most about our company here is that we only work with one category per industry, per area, period. I even look at it myself. So so with Angie, they're spreading that lead out to everybody, and they're charging everyone for that one lead, and everyone's racing to call them first. With us, the customers are chasing you down. You're not chasing them down. You get to track it all. And shoot, if you miss a call, call them back. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the biggest thing and that's why how you doing? That's why I dropped it. Because I found out because it originally was put to me like these are going to be direct leads. They're going to go to you and you won't. And then I found out they were sending them to four other companies. And I'm like, so you're charging each one of these guys $45 to $51. And only one of them's getting the lead, so you're making $400 or $500 on every customer.
Right.
And I'm like, that's bull.
That's messed up.
Excuse my language.
Yeah.
But.
No, yeah, say it. Preach it, because that's how I feel about it. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Yeah. So that's
you know,
one thing.
Yeah. But, you know, I've been looking into the Google Guarantee thing, and I've got a buddy. He's like, man, you shouldn't do that because – you know, if people see that, they know you pay for that. They know you pay to be up there. And that they don't base that on your reputation. It's just as long as you pay them, you're going to be there. I was like, I don't know so much about that, you know. And that's why I wanted to get that information from you, is so
yeah.
that I could know, you know, what it is. You know, I've got
exactly.
another, I've got one other buddy that maybe it was Sewell Grady, but I think he did Google Guarantee, because I think I remember seeing him on the Google Guarantees at the top one day for his HVAC company. But
thank you for your patience. Have a good afternoon.
You too. Thank you. But he's one that he does the HVAC, and then he's another buddy of mine. That and then he I do all of his duct cleaning. So when he sells a duct cleaning to one of his customers, he calls me, and I charge him, and then he charges them. And I've got that relationship with several HVAC companies around Birmingham, because most of them don't do duct cleaning. Most of them
okay.
they won't do, because it's just too time consuming for them. They don't want to have to deal with it, you know.
Interesting.
So,
yeah.
All right, let me check this account and make sure that money is there. And then we can process that card.
Okay.
Come on, refresh. I hate their app. It doesn't refresh. You have to close it out and open it back up. All right, so we can do it. So it's just $250 for today, right?
Correct. Nothing more than that. And I want to make sure I stay on the phone with you. I see that, though.
Yeah.
But hold on
yeah.
one second.
So, yeah, you can process that card for that $250.
Okay, perfect. Let me make sure I refresh before I even do that myself, because I'm going to make sure you're all set, man. Okay. Okay, we're good. All right, so only for $250 I'm charging today. I'm going to go ahead and process that payment right now. Now, you're going to receive a text and an email, too. So let me know whichever comes first.
Okay.
You're going to get both, though, right now.
Okay.
It just went through. Let me know which one comes there, though.
I don't see a text yet.
And as soon as you get your invoice, then I'm going to send you the application right after, because I don't want to confuse things right now.
Right, I got you. Let me check my spam, because I use Microsoft, and they send everything to spam, man. What will it be? What will the title of the email be?
It should be initial invoice.
Initial invoice. You've already sent me one, so I know you got. Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say. Okay, cool.
Yeah, faces, email entitled Google Guarantee Campaign Against LDL just a year. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Okay, yeah, so this is it. I've got it.
Okay. In there, does it say anything of click here to accept terms or anything like that?
It says, Local Splash sent you a copy of the invoice to your email. Have no file. Please click here to accept subscription terms. Okay.
Yep. There you go. Yeah,
click
that
there.
One for me. Mm-hmm. This is a breakdown of a few things in there as well. Towards the bot, once you're done, I'm going to make sure you take your time, man. You've been so patient with me, so
okay.
I appreciate you, man. I'm going to be here with you as well. Yeah.
Season 1. Level 11, confirm signature. Right now, come on. There we go. Wait a minute. Oh, I got to put the J in the middle. Okay.
Yeah, it's the same thing as the card, I guess. It's my bad. I didn't
yeah,
perfect on that.
That's fine. There we go. And now it went to a username and password login.
Beautiful. Hang out on that. You don't have to do anything further from there. I'm going to send you a text right now of the application as well. But tomorrow when our technicians talk to you, they're going to walk you through how to maneuver through, because that's your tracking system and stuff. So you can actually even be able to update your website from there, add pictures and all that as well from that. and even see where the customers call from, what keywords are actually working the most, things like that as well, too. It's pretty nifty.
See, that's good because the town square, I have no access to that.
Really?
All they do, they send me a report at the end of the month. And I guess most people aren't as tech savvy as I actually went to school for web design, but I just don't use it because I can't make the money doing it. They send me a report at the end of the month, and it's literally what I can go to Google and see myself. It's nothing further than just they pull statistics from Google, put them into a page, and send it to me. And I'm like, man, this don't tell me nothing. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
But, okay, so please fill out and submit the Google guarantee. Okay, here's the application. So,
beautiful.
Okay, I need to complete this, and then that'll get me started, right?
Yeah. Now, remember, like I said, it could take anywhere. I mean, when customers take their time doing that, it could take anywhere 48 weeks, I've heard. But the soonest I've heard that was actually literally like 2 weeks. So the sooner you get that done, the faster things in the process moves along. Okay?
Okay.
So, again, that phone number do you have the phone number? Did I give that to you? The 877 number?
No, you hadn't given me that yet. Give me that and I'll write it down real quick.
Yeah, please do take it down, okay? It's 877-635-6225.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to add that as a contact to my phone and put Splash.
Yep.
That way I know it's Jim.
Boom, exactly. So in there, you can go to any customer service. You can go to Google Guarantee. You can go to Facebook. Like, literally all the departments are from there instead of going through the craziness of a different call center, okay? So I want to make sure you have that number. When our technicians and they give you a call tomorrow, if I don't call in with them to introduce you guys, they will still give you a call, but they're going to call from that number. So that's not the spam number, okay?
Okay.
All right. Beautiful, man. Well, hey, congratulations, man. I know for a fact this is going to do really well because you tried the other stuff, and if I try to have you do that same thing expecting different results, it's just the definition of insanity. So I didn't want to do that to you, man.
Yeah. So on the 452, is that billed once a month, or is it billed as the leads come in, or how is it billed?
Think about it like a secure credit card. So once it gets approved, and you're ready, you tell them, you say, okay, I'm ready to go ahead, send me those 13 leads. They'll charge $452 up front. That's the first one.
Okay.
From that month, though, depending on how many leads you actually get or how you like to maneuver through that or budget it, that next month will be deducted depending if you got all leads or not.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, that'll work. And so when they reach out to me tomorrow, we'll discuss everything, all that. We'll also discuss the website stuff and how we're going to do that. And you'll do all that too. Okay. Okay.
Game plan starts tomorrow with that. Yep. Mm-hmm. And I have
all right. Well, that'll work, man. Sure.
Yeah, we're all set. I'm looking at it right now. So if they don't know what we're talking about, tell them to look at the notes. Just put it that way.
where are you guys based out of?
Our company's home office is in Fountain Valley, California. Yeah, I just moved to Pennsylvania, so we're literally everywhere throughout the U.S., but
you been from California to Pennsylvania?
No, I went from Tampa, Florida to Pennsylvania. Yeah. Don't ask me why.
This is bad, bro. Shit, you went from beaches and warmth to freezing cold and Amish people, man.
There's surprisingly a lot of Amish. Yeah, I was surprised with that. That blew my mind.
Yeah, there's a lot of Amish in Pennsylvania, dude.
Yeah, that blew my mind.
I did some work up there one time for a company that I used to work for, and we rolled in, and there's horse and buggies rolling down the road, and I'm like, oh, man. Dude, with the guy that lived there, he was like, yeah, there's an Amish community right over there, and they ride their buggies, I guess, into town to buy stuff. Hell, I don't know. But there's a lot of Amish up there, bro.
Culture shock for me, no lie.
Especially you say you're Korean and Puerto Rican.
Yeah, half Korean, half Puerto Rican.
There you go.
I call it Puerto Rican, you know.
Yeah, we got a guy here in Trestle. He is, I think he may be Japanese, but he's full-blooded Japanese, but he talks just like an African-American.
What?
And it's so weird to hear him talk, because when he's talking to you, you think you're talking to a black guy, and then when